Translate that into English, it goes somewhat like this. As is the atom, so is the universe. As is the human body, so is the cosmic body. As is the human mind, so is the cosmic mind. As is the microcosm, so is the macrocosm. So given that basic understanding, we'll see how this knowledge then gives us more knowledge of different body types, physiological responses, biological rhythms, gives us more knowledge of how we use our sensory experiences to bring about changes in our body. So to begin with, let's just take the first notion, which is very crucial to our understanding of the body in Ayurveda, and that is the understanding of physiological body types. It's very simple. I think we all understand that we are different from each other. We're different physically, emotionally, intellectually. Science today, for example, acknowledges that we possess what they call biochemical individuality. No two people have exactly the same level of cholesterol or the same level of iron in their blood. This is also true of our psychological makeup. We possess emotional individuality, intellectual individuality, psychological individuality. If we are to live easily, comfortably, effortlessly, without strain, then we must respect our uniqueness at all our levels, physical, emotional, intellectual. And understanding our body type helps us to do that. I'll give you just a few simple examples to show how that's true, for example. Let's say three people get stuck in a traffic jam. One person gets nervous and anxious. A second person gets angry and impatient. A third person switches on the radio and enjoys Mozart. What's the difference between these three body types? And how does it happen? This is what Ayurveda tells us. One person drinks three sips of coffee and his nerves get jangled. Another person downs three cups of black espresso and nothing happens. One person drinks orange juice and gets heartburn. Another feels refreshed. So when we are reacting to either food or a situation or a circumstance, or a person, or to the weather, we are actually responding to a signal that's coming from inside us. The signal may be in the form of comfort or discomfort, but if we could learn how to listen to these signals that are being sent to us all the time from within us, then we'd realize that these signals affect our moods. They affect our behavior, they affect our perceptions, our tastes, our habits, our attraction to other people, our appetites, our urges, and so on. So knowing your psychophysiological body type, as it's called, psycho because it's mind, and physiological because it's body, so knowing your, one might say, mind-body type allows you to tune into yourself, and of course, to others in your environment, so that once you're tuned in, then you can respond appropriately. Also, what happens is you become less a bundle of conditioned reflexes that's constantly being triggered by people and circumstance. Most people react in predictable ways. But once you know your body type, then you have a much more spontaneous control over your reactions to situations, circumstances, food, weather, etc. Every time there's an event in the mind, there's a corresponding event in the body. If you're afraid of the dark, for example, that fear takes the physical form of adrenaline shooting through your bloodstream. All our hopes, all our fears, the faintest wisps of emotion and desire have left their mark on our physiology. And these mental events are constantly shaping our body. Now, if you know the body type, then you can look at a person, and by looking at their physical body, you can have a good idea of the mental events that shape that physical expression. On the other hand, if you know how their mind works, then you can predict the kind of body they'll have. There's an ancient expression here in Vedic science, again in Ayurveda, which says, if you want to know what your mind was like in the past, then all you have to do is examine your body now. And if you want to know what your body will look like in the future, then you should examine your mind now, because the two are inseparably one. So basically, understanding of body type is very crucial.